that the Lord really arranged is one of them. And the devil has tried a lot about our relationship. The devil has sown a lot of negative seeds that can scatter the relationship. But the Lord is faithful. He came with some of his CDs. Just get the CDs. They will bless you.
I will celebrate Pastor Daniel. Hallelujah. I am super excited to be here. So many wonderful men of God and women of God that God has privileged us to drink from. Celebrate Pastor Femi. Mama Fleming, can you celebrate her? Where is she hiding? God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Celebrate the love of my life. Go ahead. I have a problem with that celebration. If you are doing it, please do it as if you know this person. The captain of our salvation, can you celebrate Jesus? Hallelujah. I thank God for the privilege of friendship. I thank God for those He has put in our lives to challenge us. Many of them are standing right there. And I pray for you in the name of Jesus that by this time next year, you will count at least 5 people God has brought into your life that are stronger than you. I'll repeat myself again. When God blesses you with people that are stronger than you, you get stronger. Some of you are where you are because you don't have such people. My life is full of such interventions. Every friendship in my life, I can account for. I can tell you what they added to me. Are you getting what I'm saying? My sermons are usually incomplete until I've mentioned one or two of those instances. Any of you who have heard me understand what I'm saying? We didn't just appear. The Lord will put people in your life so you can become what He has called you to be. And so I'm declaring that in 12 months today, wherever those people are right now, all over the world, let the dots join and let all those stronger friendships come into your life. I also pray for you from my heart and everybody who needs to live your life. Those ones have 30 days. In 30 days, whether you like it or not, whether you know it or not, whether you are interested or not, they are deleted from your life. Lift up your voice and shout hallelujah! Glory to Jesus. All over this place, just close your eyes, wave your hands, and bless Him in the Spirit. Go ahead. Just put melody in your tongues, that's all. Go ahead, be intentional. Please don't open those eyes now. Be intentional. Ensure you are allowing your river to flow intentionally. By worshiping a person. He's not an idea, He's a person and He's here right now. So give Him attention as you worship. Go ahead, be intentional. Go ahead, go ahead. Go ahead. Louder and faster. Raise your voice everywhere and let your river rise. We love you, Jesus. Your voice and call him Jesus. Tell him, I want to wipe your tears. I want to make you proud. Please look at his face and call him that name, Jesus. I want to make you smile, Lord. I want to bless your heart. Jesus. I want to wipe your tears, oh. I want to make you proud. Lift up your voice and shout it to him, Jesus!
Jesus, my Lord.
I want to make you smile, Lord.
I want to bless your heart,
Jesus.
Jesus!
Can of a guide.
I want to make you proud.
Just the voices. Raise your voice and shout his name.
I want to make you smile.
I want to bless your heart.
Till the end, only you.
Till we meet, it's only you.
Till we meet, it's only you.
Only you.
Only you.
Only you I love.
Till the end, it is only you.
Till we meet, it is only you.
Only you.
Only you.
Only you I love.
Call him my daddy, my daddy.
My daddy, my daddy.
Your baby is singing. I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of. Raise a shout unto the Lord. Go ahead.
My daddy, my daddy.
My daddy, my daddy.
Your baby is singing.
Your baby is singing.
I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity.
Only you, only you.
Only you, only you.
Only you.
Only you. Feel like you love him. Keep implicating yourself with the words, and it's only a matter of time. You will watch yourself and not believe how far you have come in your love for God. Look at him and call him my husband, my husband.
My husband, my husband.
Your darling is singing. I will be singing and dancing and shouting for the rest of eternity. Watch your 2020 full of God addictions. Your baby is singing. I will be singing. Your neighbor and tell your neighbor he will never find. He will never find. But there's anybody else.
Can never the kind of video go home and I give it to send all the kind of the one up. As you mean you quit,
you will never find.
There's anybody else
loving you more than me. May it not be heard, may it not be heard. Oh, that there's anybody else.
There's a book of cross and every day card. Oh, love me, they go and somebody will fast and pray like never before. Oh. Somebody will preach like never before. Oh. You will fall in love with the Lamb of God, the one who shed blood for your sins. You will fall in love. Oh. You will fall in love. Oh.
Nobody will beg you to seek him again. Tell him you will never find.
You will never find.
That there's anybody else.
Jesus,
forever.
I love you, Lord.
Forever.
I love you.
Forever.
I love you.
Forever.
Lord,
one last time.
I love you
forever. I'm addicted
forever.
Where will I go? Jesus, there's no other place. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever.
Jesus, you not wait in vain. We're journeying with the sounds. Jesus, you not wait in vain. I wasted 2019, but not 2020. Oh. Tell him those words, you will not wait in vain, Lord. I'll make it count from January to December. Jesus. One last time, declare to him, Jesus. For my family, you will not wait in vain. For Nigeria, you will not wait in vain. For Africa, you will not wait in vain, oh. In my life, you will not wait in vain. Hallelujah. Do you love Jesus? Do you love Jesus? I want you to shout the loudest I love you, Jesus, you have ever shouted since you were born. Looking at your neighbor, and your neighbor doesn't look jealous yet. Your neighbor is not sure of what you are saying. Can you shout it until the angels are worried? Shout it until heaven is wondering. Can you shout it until demons are bothered? Hallelujah. Please have your seat briefly. Hallelujah. I want to show you one thing. I think they can't hear me over there, right? Please help us. And over there. Are we sorting it out? All right. Thank you. I want to show you one thing that will make all the difference in your next year. This brief session is a session of instructions.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Love is stronger than death. There is no hope for a person's hunger until that person is in love with Jesus. Many things can fuel the sacrifices you are making until it is love. Even Jesus knows it will not stand the test of time. Many people will stop when what they are looking for has arrived. But when it is love, you just want to know the one you love and you cannot exhaust him. So you are on an endless journey of pursuit. It's a journey that never ends. 100 years from today, you will still be on fire. It's not a prayer point. Listen to what I'm saying, all right? There are a number of us under the sound of my voice that really need to pay attention. There is a reason the fire goes out after a meeting like this. And I'm very sure it's the desire of my friend and everyone, you know, who has been a blessing to you in these 2-3 days to keep what you have received. There is a reason this thing goes out. So we don't sound abstract. What's fire? It's boldness. It's hunger. It's passion. Why does it calm down? For many people, they are mistaking fire for emotions. Many things are easy in an environment where many people are present. Once you get back alone, what you claim to have received will be tested. If it was truly hunger, if you truly love God, it will continue when you get back to the secret. Yes or no? So I want to show you why many people in corporate meetings like this don't realize until they are back home. Now what they were doing was riding on corporate cloud. Things are easier in corporate atmospheres. Some of you received Holy Ghost baptism. The tongues were so sweet. It was flowing. You got back home and you were wondering if it left while you slept. Has it happened to anybody here before? Because you tried to speak again and it was happening as if you are the one speaking it. And so you had a problem with it. The corporate anointing, the corporate atmosphere can cover for a lot of things. But when you get back, you must ensure you dig your own well. Can you say dig your own well? Dig your own well. Dig your own well. Dig your own well. So I'm believing somebody here in these 3 days has been writing what their plan is for next year. If you have not, something is wrong with you. I'm telling you, something is very, very wrong with you. If you made it to this night and you have not already angrily written down things that will happen next year, something is very wrong with you. And we'll cast out that thing this night. We just sang Jesus will not wait in vain. This is what makes him wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. We give heaven hope with the way we cry and shout and scream. And we get back and it looks as if we're not the same people who fell down. Why? Even in the meeting you can tell the reasons why this one will not continue. You are not focusing on a person. You are carried away with the environment. From meeting to meeting, you are leading prayer and you are watching people looking at you. And I'm wondering, am I Jesus? What exactly is this person looking for? You are seeing somebody with camera trying to capture the moment so that he can remember the ministration when we have so many cameras already. Somebody is so distracted, he has forgotten what brought him all the way from whatever state or nation you came from. It's not a surprise even to demons why you lose it. Sometimes they are even innocent. They had nothing to do with it. If you were just serious, small. So ensure right now you are making some very, very dangerous resolutions. Are there people in the house like that? And when you look at your plans, you just laugh. That Kai, next year, my God, Satan will cough blood. How many of you have wasted enough time? Put your hands down. How many of you want to waste some more? Raise your hands to Jesus. You have received strength on this mountain. Please don't lose it. Tell your neighbor, don't lose it. Hallelujah. So quickly, what is the secret to breakthroughs, to fireful expressions of the power of God, to progress, to results? There are many, I'm sure many have been spoken about. I try to follow, and I've been blessed even following the meetings. Once again, celebrate all the ministers who have blessed us. There is one secret that somebody needs to hear this night. Once you catch it, it makes your 5 minutes prayer count like 5 hours. From a young age, I followed my father, my biological father, spiritual father, for ministrations, even in different nations. And I watched him sometimes repeat himself over 100, 150, 200 times. I love the fathers. They are not tired of repeating themselves, because if it is truth, it does not change. Yes or no? Okay. As long as you are charged, you will hear the same thing as if you didn't hear it before. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You will laugh at the same story 50 times, all the 50 times they shared it. I watched people pray and on the spot get results. Things that you think should take weeks and months. For example, in a vigil like this, a woman who had not been with her husband for 7 years prayed the kind of prayer somebody is about to pray now. And while the prayer was still on, it's as if such prayers initiate sharp, sharp angels. The prayer was still on, the husband was calling, begging. Prayer was still on, begging. I don't know what came over me. Honey, please come back home. He said, at this time of the night, I'm in a vigil. He said, please, please, wherever you are, I can come and get you. He said, hold on till morning, we'll talk about it. You didn't remember me for 7 years. You suddenly woke up at 3 a.m. to beg me to start coming to the house. Is that normal? So I have watched those kind of dramatic things within seconds, within minutes. Things that you think should take a procedure, should take some time in the natural. Because somebody prayed a kind of prayer. Understanding the same secret I'm about to teach. I have seen again and again, now, believers lack this. That's why Satan is enjoying himself, wasting people's lives, and just making a fool of what we call hunger for God. There are many of us who have interesting questions here. How do I break free from this? How do I break free from that? How does this stop in my life? And so on and so forth. If we call a counseling line now and say, please come and see the ministers, you will hear people ask questions that this simple secret will solve. Satan is really enjoying himself. There are things he couldn't do in the early church that he's doing now. Are you aware of that? We don't have any reference for those things in scripture. There is no part of the New Testament or Old Testament. Of course, there was no Christian in the Old Testament. But there's no part of the Bible where you see a demon being cast out of a Christian. Yes or no? Nobody's answering me. Have you ever read that before? Is it a reality today or not? So there are certain things the apostles did not even have anything to tell us about, because they didn't expect that it would ever be a normal thing. Now, it is not abnormal to hold the mic and somebody who was singing song just a few minutes ago in the choir is the one that is dancing like a snake on the floor. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's the one that led praise and worship and we all danced. Some friends of mine went to a village 2016 and ministered in a church. The church was like a witchcraft church, literally, because 80% of the members were witches. I'm not exaggerating, it was way more than that. By the time the power of God hit the building, the head of the choir was the mother witch in the coven. And the pastor was still shamelessly pointing at them and said, that one too, please catch that one. He is pastoring witches. You can't find any advice from Apostle James, Apostle John, Apostle Paul. I'm sure they don't have advice for that. It's now in heaven that they are being updated that this is possible. Especially in Nigeria. Yes or no? We have arguments all over the body of Christ. A Christian cannot have a demon. A Christian can have a demon. My dear, if they put hand on some of you who have been speaking in tongues now, you will stand up, clean your skirt, and be wondering, brother, please tell me what happened to me. He says, sister, don't worry about it. All things have passed away. It has happened, it has happened. Say, please tell me. You were saying funny things, but don't worry, don't worry. How many of you understand what I'm saying? Because apostolic templates have been abandoned. You can't see the acts of apostles when you abandon the ways of the apostles. There is a way they did things that gave them the results they had. Let me digress a little bit. When James was taken and was killed, Peter too was taken when Herod saw that they liked it. Then the church began to pray the way they know how to pray. And how do they know how to pray? The Bible says ceaseless prayers. Can you say ceaseless? See, what is happening in YMR is not strange. Say after me, it's not strange. A generation is just finally having sense. I don't know if you are hearing what I'm saying. Some of you are thinking you have done the greatest thing in your life now. Wait until 5 years' time in the body of Christ. It's too late. Oh, where we are going? You will share these things with your children. They will laugh because it will be nothing. It's not a prayer point. where we're going, the body of Christ will not find these things strange anymore. Can you say amen to that one? Ceaseless prayers, not prayed by the apostles, prayed by Christians. It means the average Christian knew how to pray what? Ceaseless prayers. Ceaseless means it was not stopping until the answer arrives. The answer arrived. They say it has not arrived. Let's continue praying. The answer came and knocked on the door. They said, no, it's his angel. That means they are used to seeing angels. I don't know if somebody hear what I'm saying. They did not even give it attention. I opened the door. Angel has come. Is this angel? Let's continue what? Praying. Maybe they were expecting Peter to appear as they are praying. I don't understand the kind of prayer they were praying. But those guys knew something that we better know again. If God will find a man to pray, Kai, there's nothing that's impossible. And so if they had that kind of lifestyle, I'm sure you know many things will not be possible around them. Yes or no? There are many things that will be possible around them. But today we have a challenge where the average person in the body of Christ is battery low. I mean, even those on the pulpit are battery low. And as long as your battery is low, you don't have energy to resist sin, say no, say yes to righteousness, and so on and so forth. Not to talk of violently advancing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So Jude verse 3 says, we should earnestly contend for the faith as was once what? Delivered unto us. It means as at the time Jude was speaking, the battle had already fallen to an extent. Yes or no? Are you following? As at the time Jude was speaking, the battle had already fallen to an extent. So he was telling them to contend for it as it was. I'm sure you agree with me that over hundreds and thousands of years, the battle has fallen even further. Yes or no? So what used to be normal before is now strange, is now a big deal. It's now for pastors and special superstars. But by the grace of God, that day is over in Jesus' name. So very quickly, what is this secret that will change your life, that will add color to your walk with God, that will cause an instant breakthrough even tonight? Let me have someone with good news and somebody with message get ready to read on the mic. Genesis chapter 27. Believers must learn again to be violent. If anything will advance, violence has to be involved. If Satan will leave you alone, violence has to be what? Involved. Jesus said, you want to get the goods of a strong man, you're not going to do it by asking him to give you the goods. You're going to force what? Bind the strong man. That speaks about violence. Any believer who embraces the sheep nature and ignores the lion nature is going to be bastardized by Satan like never before, even in 2020. No matter how many amens you shout. If you don't learn to be restless. Things are not going to change. There's a story of a frog. I'll quickly share it and then we'll fire on. If you put a frog in water and put it on fire, if you put it in hot water, it will jump out. If you put it in, you know, a normal temperature, water, and put it on fire, and leave it, that frog will continue to adjust to the temperature because it has in its biology, in its makeup, capacity to adjust to extreme temperatures, but he must adjust slowly. So he will keep adjusting to the environment, until the water gets to boiling point, a point where it can't bear, and it will be too late for him to jump out and it will die. This is the tactics of Satan for so many of us. He's doing it small, so we're not getting angry. For many of us, Satan is not coming at you with a trailer load of affliction. He's doing it what? Small. He's doing it so subtly, you will look at others and pity others while you yourself are to be pitied. The best of us here, myself inclusive, is not where we're supposed to be. I can give you a list of instructions I have not obeyed for years because of one excuse or the other. So when people clap for us, I look at the list and I wonder, what if I had obeyed all these instructions? I remember an instruction to do marathon fast every week, 3 days every weekend for a whole year. I did not obey the instruction. Fasting is not really one of our spiritual gifts. Hallelujah. How many of you understand what I'm saying? You can shout and pray, but when they say fast, no doubt we fast. But when I look at the life of our fathers, I wonder, which year am I going to be fasting like this? And every year when we start the year, I say, this is the year that devil is a bastard. And then December 31, I'll be saying, don't worry, Lawrence, don't worry, don't feel bad. Next year is the year. How many of you understand what I'm saying? But if somebody gets angry tonight, you will not need a list of things to do in 2020. That anger will teach you how to behave. That hunger, that passion will drive your life for a full year. So please pay attention. I told somebody this last night or this morning in Kano. Your family has loads of challenges. You want to know what to do to solve the problem. I say, my brother, get angry. You are still asking questions because you are not what? You are not angry. When you are angry, when you are fed up, when it has reached here, that anger will begin to suggest days of fasting and prayer for you. It will send you on retreat, a retreat of no return until the answer comes. Are you getting what I'm saying? My prayer life is up and down. I'm going through this and that. addictions here and there. You're not angry. Many believers are so nice, Satan is enjoying his life. He said his time is short. He's even looking long now. But I'm wondering when all this will end. Because the average person is not desperate, is not angry, is not forceful, is not violent. I'm not talking about a fleet of emotions when a man of God stirs you up to pray. I'm talking about anger that does not even talk. You are so angry, you don't tell them your plan. Mark chapter 11. We see that kind of display in Jesus. Chapter 11, verse 11 and 15. When some people get angry, they express themselves. Everybody will know that they are angry now. And after that, they calm down. I like the way Jesus displayed it. Mark 11, verse 11 and then verse 15. If you're there, say I'm there. If you're not there, say give me a second. 1 second gone. All right. 1, 2, go.
Immediately on entering the temple, Jesus started throwing out everyone.
Okay, let's listen to the reading. 1, 2, go. Go ahead.
The message. They arrived at Jerusalem. Immediately on entering the temple, Jesus started throwing out everyone who had set up shop there, buying and selling. He kicked over the tables of the bankers and stalls of the pigeon chants.
Verse 11, Mark 11, verse 11. Is that what you read?
That's verse 15. Verse 11. He entered Jerusalem, then entered the temple. He looked around, taking it all in. But by now, it was late. So he went back to Bethany with the 12, the cursed fig tree.
Message version said, he took it all in. King James version says, verse 11, and Jesus went into Jerusalem and into the temple. So when he had looked around at all the things, as the hour was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. After he had processed it, and he was ready, he came back in verse 15 and unleashed the zeal of the house of the Lord on those selling in the temple. After that, he made a statement, my house shall be called the house of prayer. You have turned it into a den of thieves. Who is the thief? Satan. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. It means it is either a house of prayer or a den of demons. But his reaction was not instant. Some of you need to process what you are going to do. Count the cost and decide. This is going, that is going. This person is going out of my life. I am taking this seriously. This and that are the things I am going to do. And nothing is changing it. You have an issue with what you watch. You need a laptop and a phone to be able to watch something. Yes or no? A violent measure will be to eliminate both while you are beginning to have sense. But to keep the triggers around you and be asking questions to every man of God whose number you have on WhatsApp. Sir, I don't know what is happening to me. You know what is happening to you. You are not tired. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are certain things that won't leave you until you release violence as an approach to dealing with it. I'm starting here because if you have not yet taken yourself and taken your family, we can't talk about taking a city. Many of you have not conquered yourselves. Not to talk of your family. Not to talk of your campus, even your roommate. your class. And you'll be deceiving yourselves to look at those who have conquered all that and are going for the city. Are you getting what I'm saying? David didn't jump at Goliath. He began with what? His lion, and began with what? A beard. So if you will take the city, then ensure you have taken yourself, you have taken your family. And Jesus gave us the Great Commission. He began at home, then to the uttermost parts of the earth. Somebody here is not on fire for God, for his street, but is receiving dreams every day for Ethiopia. I don't understand what is giving you those dreams. You are not passionate about your immediate environment, but you are passionate about another country. Hallelujah.